you're dull, but your English is fine. Yes, we'll go.
I feel very sorry that I cannot give my full ideas.
Whatever you can give is more than we can understand. I feel that we have come to steal the madhu.
But I'm giving you lines to think.
Yes.
How explanation can be done.
Right. That is what I wanted to know. Now we can look at this verse and think of all these different things.
What is your name? Sat Sarup Maharaj.
Yes.
What is the meaning?
The form of truth.
Huh?
The form, Sarupa, of truth. Sat.
What?
Form of truth.
What?
Krishna. It's the name of Krishna, who is truth personified. That is what I was told.
Sat Sarup. You are in your Sat Sarup. What is your Sarup? And what is the best Sarup?
The actual form.
What?
The best Sarup is Gopi Manjari.
What? Having what qualities?
It has that. It has truth in it.
Huh?
Gopi Manjari has what qualities?
Qualities and their sandaryam and beauty, beauty. So much bhav. To be established in this bhav is satsang. Yeah. Not in Krishna.
Radha Dasi.
This is satsang.
Thank you for that meaning.
So, how to explain words in Sanskrit?
It takes a Rasika Vaishnava.
We should know all this. Two extreme points. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Ji Goswami, Vishnu Chakravarti, Thakur Baldev Vishwa, explained all these things. Having these words, one letter to letter, and so many bhavas.
Varahatilam natavar bapu karniyo karni. Hati. What you have?
Wearing a peacock feather ornament on his head. Blue kanikara flowers on his ear. Garments as brilliant as gold. And the Vaijayanti garland, Lord Krishna exhibited his transcendental form as the greatest of dancers as he entered the forest of Vrindavan, beautifying it with the marks of his footprint. He filled the holes of his flute with the nectar of his lips, and the cowherd boys sang his glories.
Anything more you have? You know?
You already explained that Krishna had already gone into the forest, and they're remembering him in the heart now.
And what else?
Well, they're speaking in groups, privately, gopis, without awareness of their superior.
Barahapidam. Why Barahapidam?
Peacock feather.
It has seven colors.
Seven.
Root color. Very beautiful. You know rainbow?
Yes, it's a rainbow.
Rainbow denotes this seven color.
Yes.
Why rainbow is there? Because it always stands in the opposite direction of sun. Rainbow.
Yes.
Then cloudy day. Cloudy.
Yes.
And it looks like very, very beautiful. Clouds are of Shyamrang. Shyamrang, you know?
Dark blue.
Having water.
Fresh.
And among them, Vidyuta. Vigili.
The rainbow appears. No.
Electricity.
No, lightning. Yeah.
Lightning.
Something
goes.
Yes.
At once. The Krishna body is as cloud, new cloud, having so much water, so much people. And this electricity, lightning, is Pitambara. Lightning is for some time, very little time, but it is for always. And rainbow, this mukut. And Natavara Bapu. Krishna is Natavara Bapu. Who is called Nat?
Dancer. He is not a dancer.
In any drama, first a couple in India,
yes,
a couple of Kishore and Kishori come, very much dressed, so beautiful, and so beautiful appearance, and in a mood of dance. It is called Nata.
They appear on the stage first.
They attack everyone. Everyone becomes silent. And to see and hear what they are doing. They are called Nata. Var means Shrestha. Shrestha is, you know,
the best. Very influential person.
Best of all.
Best, yeah.
Krishna is not, but best of all not.
Not the
Shankar is also not.
Not
Shankar.
He's also dense.
Nataraj.
Nataraj, yeah.
But he is best. Gandharvas and Devatas are not, but most of them is very nut of war, is beautiful and best among all. Here in India, you know Bara.
Bara. Dance, Bharat, Nam, dance, Nam. Bara.
Bara means a person, a boy, a kishore. Kishore, you know?
Yeah, young adolescent boy.
Boy. Who is going to do his marriage. Whether he is black, ugly, but at that time, artificial, anything is given to him.
Yes.
So that he looks like very, very beautiful. By face and all other ornaments of gold and
Natavara. Yeah.
That is called Vara.
Oh.
Na?
Yeah.
So, any person who is ugly yet, black also, but at that time he looks like very, very beautiful.
Yeah.
Among all others, that were. Krishna is var of all, whole world in three worlds, if, he, and this man. Not a var. He is so beautiful and he is like a mad an elephant. Such times he put one flower of canal, yoli, here. 2 years are there, but on this one. And like this. And sometimes he keep it on this. So beautiful and mad as elephant. Kardiyo ka tibrat bhasa kanak kapisam. Kanak kapisam. His Pitambar. Pitambar, you know?
Yellow dress.
Is more beautiful than Kanak, means gold. Vaijayanti Samala. Combination of 7 or 9 flowers. Vaijayanti Mala from neck to feet. Very, very beautiful and fragrant with Tulasi Manjari. So that all these are roaming there and singing. Randhan Venu. Adhara Sudhaya. Adhara Sudhaya. Nectar of his lips. He's filling his bansi. Veno. Veno is male. Yet he's on the lips of Krishna. And Krishna is filling his lips. What?
Into the hole of the flute. The nectar of his
nectar.
Lips. Yeah. The nectar of his lips.
Venu cannot keep it. It is full of amrita. And at once it comes out from Venu as a sub sound. And it comes in Vrindavan here, in this world. And see that there is no qualified person to hear it. Anyone cannot keep it, this nectar of this lips. So it goes up and it goes up to Swarga, heaven. Here also he, that sounds, that nectar is that there is non-qualified for taking. Then he goes up to Brahmaloka, crossing 14 bhuvan, 14 lokas. Here also he says that no one is qualified to have this in their heart. Again cross. Then crossing that sea,
Viraja,
Durjanadi, goes up in Brahmaloka and crossing that sea lobe and crossing that goes to Vaikunth. Here also he sees that no one is qualified to have this. So it goes to Ayodhya Dham, then Dwarka, and to Mathura. But he says no qualification is there to have this. Then it goes to Vrindavan. Here he sees that there are some qualified persons. But it does not go to Daksha, Taksha, even to Vatsal. It goes only to Gopis and enters here and goes to heart. And there he sees the beautiful money is there. Mind and heart is there.
Oh, mind. Yeah.
Heart.
Yeah.
And it takes the heart of Gopis and comes out and goes where Krishna is singing. They see that the sound, this nectar has taken our heart and in front of he is flying away. So they at once
run.
Followed.
Yeah.
Ran.
Yeah.
Those who were doing here, Anjan, the left foot. Those who were wearing dresses, they have
belt.
They have
the bottom is on the top and the top is on the bottom.
No.
They're not finished.
But those who were tightening their clothes here, upper was there and they were dragging their clothes. Those who were, any sakhi was doing kajal to any, oh sakhi, let it remain. Just this sikh is taking over. I am running to him. So what they were doing left. Those who were cooking, those who were serving their husband, those who were, they had उठा लिया है उनका अलंकार हार हार यू नो
नेकलेस somebody has taken his necklace for wearing but
they have taken in their hand but where to give it put it they have no time so the necklace was here and this was in here so everything was upset and they ran after there. They are seeing all these things. No? So, Urayan Gopa Bindai and Krishna is singing and boys are, wow, cow herds were where?
All around him.
All around him.
Yeah.
And telling him, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. No? Vrindaranam, Sapadaramanam, where he was moving, walking, on the earth of Vrindavan, where everywhere the sign of his faith was always prominent here and there. And the earth was thinking herself so much
fortunate
that on my breast, Krishna has very lightly vahat, very gently, he has put his face on my breast. And earth is also, earth of Harishri Devi, so much pleased. Sapadaramanam Pravishataki Sakirti. All gopis were thinking like so. And they became mad to see the fate of earth. And seeing Krishna float by and Krishna face their thing. And they became so mad that they could not tell anything about Krishna to each other. After some moment, they became something
and could speak.
Then they are now telling that. Kiti Beni Rang Rajan Sarva Bhuta Manoharam. This nectar of Beni was Sarva Bhuta Manoharam.
All living beings, it is.
But they were not attract. Only gopis were attract.
But it, then what does that mean? It steals the minds of all living beings.
It is very sweet for all. But yet, very, very sweet for gopis. How they ran after Krishna, all could not become mad. Only gopi became mad. So it is a special seat for Gopi. Supta Brajasya Sarve Varni Anko Bhiriti. They began to talk something about Krishna and his clothes. And they began to talk what effect was on others. They were telling, Akhmatan Falamidamuna Param Vidama. Satyu Pasun Anidesha Yato Vayasya. Barkatram Bajesha Tamayo. Sutayo Anudena Jistam Jaiva Nipitam Anurakta Kataksa Moksha. What meaning has been given there?
The cowherd girl said, O friends, those eyes that see the beautiful faces of the sons of Maharaj Nanda are certainly fortunate. As these two sons enter the forest, surrounded by their friends, driving the cows before them, they hold their flutes to their mouths and glance lovingly upon the residents of Vrindavan. For those who have eyes, we think there is no greater object of vision.
Anything explanation? A special?
Just that Krishna is glancing not only at the gopis but at all the living beings, all the Vrijavasis, but they feel special.
Anything?
No.
No. Now you should hear. Those who have. Phalamidam.
The fruit.
The fruit of eye seeing.
Yeah.
What is that?
See Krishna.
Gopis are telling, we don't know anything else other than to see Krishna. How Krishna is there? Sakya. With all so many sakhas. He is going to, are coming to, coming from cowherds, are going to cowherds. There is so many sakhas. Left and left cows are walking and going. He is going to any good forest of Vrindavan. The forest is good. Kariya Chaube ji, how Krishna is when going to forest, Vrindavan forest, full of fruits and flowers, so much fragrance, as he has told in slope 1 and 2.
Yes.
Around boys are around Krishna. Bhaktram Brajesha Sutayo Anubenu Justam. That is to see the very beautiful face of Brajesha Sutayo. Brajesha Manenanda. Sutayo Krishna and Balram. No?
Yes.
Anubenu Justam, when he is on the lips of them, Jaiva Nipitam, Anurakta Kataksa Moksham, and sings with very, very love, affection.
Anurakta.
Anurakta means affection. Sings where? Towards Gopi. Smiling, wanting something, begging something. To whom?
Gopis.
By seeing
corner of eyes.
corner of eye. So very great affection with wanting something. To see the face of them is the fruit of these eyes. Those who have not seen, their eyes are useless. This is ordinary meaning for common person. Those who have no rust, those who are not rusty for them, this is. Those who are rusty, the second that I am telling, I will tell you four or five meanings of this is slow. In different ways, that Jiva Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, especially Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has told. Without this explanation, that explanation is only very
external.
And it is something wrong. Because Gopi loves Krishna more. Baldev is somewhat elder brother of Krishna. Where Krishna and Baldev is there, Gopis will like this. They will not see Krishna there. No?
Yes.
Then how he is telling both?
Yeah, I wonder.
No? So, in these words, it is written. What is written? Bhaktram, one Gopi is telling to another gopi. No?
Yes.
A batch of gopis of same color, same
age
and same bhav. One youth.
Cool.
They are telling to others.
Yeah.
One sakhi. That O sakhi, Krishna is coming. He is looking from the corner of his eye. Begging something. So beautiful. Why is that? All round Krishna. Sutayo mane Baladev Prabhu and Krishna. Anu means Baladev is going advance. And Krishna is Anu, Paschat.
Behind.
Anu mane Paschat mane behind. Brajesh Sutayo, both Krishna and Baldev. Baldev has done some advance. And the boy, Manajya Krishna, who is behind Baladev. And he is speaking to us.
Yeah.
Krishna, not Baldev. He has gone advance. And Anu means after that,
yeah.
Baldev is there. So here, to see only Krishna, and who is seeing from corner with begging something calm to Gopi, and smiling something with Pushpabhan. Pushpabhan, you know? It's a Pushpabhan.
Oh, his bow and arrows.
To see the face of that Krishna is the fruit of being desired. Understand?
Yes. It means not just to see him in general, but to see him with that kama.
And not a Baladev.
And without Baladev. Gone ahead. Baladev gone ahead.
Anubenu jistam. Another meaning is there. Baladev has halmusal singer. He does not play on food.
Yeah.
He may be sometimes, but he is not so efficient in flow. Krishna is so much efficient in flow. So Anu Benu Justam, the son of Brajendra, Nanda Baba, who is coming later on behind that, and who has a specialty that he has kept his venu on his lips, that not who has taken
a buffalo horn.
Baldev has buffalo horn.
Yeah.
So I am not telling of him.
Yeah.
The Sakhi is telling.
Yeah.
Why Nandasu, that is Krishna, who is going later on and who has kept venu on his lips, and he is seeing with so love and affection to us. So I want to go to see the, let us go. But that gopi is telling that how we can go there, because all our father-in-law, mother-in-law, our sister-in-law, all are here. How will we get? Don't tell very loudly. Tell very gently, so that I only can hear. They should not hear, otherwise they will abuse us and tell that they are very wrong ladies. And they will keep us in a home.
Locked in home.
So don't tell. She is telling that what they will do to see the face of that Krishna, who is smiling and telling our names in Bansi. We should surely go. What they will do? They will tell that go out of home. We are ready. Otherwise will we die? So if we are here in home and not seeing Krishna, then to have these eyes is
useless.
So anyhow, what they will do, we'll see. Why they are not taking their sister, their daughters, their all others? Why they are going to hear themselves, the old lady?
Everyone is
going on.
Yeah.
What harm if he will go? And if they will do anything against us, we will bear it. But I will see sure. Then that gopi tells that it may be that we will go there. We will see from a very long distance. Then that gopi is telling, Nipitam anurakta kataksham moksham. Nipitam.
There's an imbibe, taking in.
Taking in. To drink. Nipit means to drink. What we will drink? Krishna's
anurakta kataksha, loving
kataksha moksham. Krishna is sending kataksha. No?
Glances.
Kataksha, this.
Yeah.
And it's smiling to gopi. That one sakhi is telling that we should drink it.
Go.
To drink anything, it should take on his lips and to drink. To go nearer. To drink the lips, the madhu of nectar of these lips. If gopis will have to go there and to drink his lips, that gopi, another gopi is telling, how we can do so? All are here. So how can we do? And we will do it because when we will see this face, we'll be mad. And being mad, you will not know that what will be in future. And in madness, you will run after Krishna and go and you will drink the nectar of Krishna there. Don't fear. Krishna lips will do itself what
what he will do and what he thinks better. So we should not care for all these things, and let us go and drink the nectar of Krishna's flow in his life. Can you?
Something?
Mm-hmm. 3 or 4 minutes. Every word has a special meaning. Why did you look at that? It should come out in our sadhan bhajan, in the raganuga sadhan. That is, we so curiosity in us to have all these things to see Krishna. One meaning I left. Brajesha Sutayo, here, Brajeshadan Balde, who is going forward, and Anu means those who is in age somewhat little,
yes,
and so beautiful Krishna. We want to see that face, Krishna face. But here another meaning is that Prajesa Sutayo means Sutayo means two fathers, Vishvanu Maharaj and Brajesha Nanda. Both are Brajes. Understand?
Yes. Yeah, they both are.
Both are
kings in Braj.
Braja. So Brajes, Nanda Baba and Vishvanu Maharaj. Nanda's suit is Krishna. And Vishvanu Suta is Radhika. Sutascha Sutayascha. Where there is Suta and Suta, two words.
The grammar, yeah.
In grammar,
yeah.
It becomes Sutayo. So Sutayo denotes two, that is Radha and Krishna. When Radha and Krishna hit one place in any kunja, and Krishna is smiling and kissing his hand on Radhika, and Radhika is so much
pleased
and saying towards Krishna, and Krishna is smiling saying to Radhika. At that time, if anyone sees that Krishna face and that face he will bring, that it, this is the fruit of desire.
Uh-huh.
Understand this meaning?
Yes. The secret meaning. You're giving the key to all these meanings.
First Baldev Krishna, then only Krishna,
yeah.
And then Radha and Krishna. Everything is in this. These are called explanation of a Rasik Bhakti. Common person will see Krishna and Baldev.
Yeah,
both. Some advanced will see only Krishna. Only Krishna.
Mm.
And most advanced Gopi Bhav will see Radha and Krishna both.
Mm. By this Brajesha Sutayo.
One thing also, Brajesha Sutayo, Anu Benu Justam. Here both are taking bansi here.
Yeah.
How?
Krishna and Balaram.
Krishna, no. Here Radha has taken the flute of Krishna. And Krishna is telling that I want to learn something from you. To Radhika.
Hmm.
And Radhika teaches Krishna how to play on flute.
Hmm.
So, at that time, to see the face of both Krishna and Radha is the fruit of life. So this is fourth meaning.
Thank you very much.
only one or two slokas a day.
These necklace things, though, unless we get these understanding, the understanding we have here is very little.
Very little. Like nothing.